This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Siman Lamed Daled, Se'if Beis. You were discussing the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam regarding the order of the Parshiyos in the Tefillin. Rashi reads the Gemara Menachos Kipshutai. It was asked yesterday, first of all, what is Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam based on? The Gemara Menachos says, on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanon Ketzad Sidran. What is the order? Kadesh Li Bahaya Kiviyacha Miyamin. Shema v'haya im shamaya mismail. The Gemara asks, "Va'tanya ibcha amar Abaye loikasha kan miyaminoi shel koyre kan miyaminoi shel meniach." Here we're talking about from the right side of the reader. From the right side of the reader should read and encounter kadesh on the right, followed by v'haya kiviyacha, and then shema and v'haya im shamaya, and therefore, and he's reading it kesidron. He's reading it in the order that it's written in the Torah, Kadesh Bahaya Ki Yiviyacha, Shema Bahaya Im Shamaya. But it's on the left side of the reader. In other words, let's bring this up here. It's on the left side of the reader. So Kadesh is on the right side of the in the vantage point of the Koire. The one who reads it, he sees Kadesh on the right side, but the wearer has actually Kadesh on the left side. Again, this is Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Now, this is the way Rashi reads the sugya, that v'hakoyre koyre kesidran. Rabbeinu Tam has one simple question. Why does the Braisa break it up? Ketzad sidran. Kadesh li v'hoye kviyacha miyamin. Shema v'hoyim shamaya mismoil. Shema v'hayim Shema is not mismail. It should say Kadesh v'haya kiviyacha, Kadesh miyamin. Then everything else mismail v'haya kiviyacha, Shema v'haya im Shemaya mismail. The fact that it breaks it up into two, Rabbeinu Tam says, indicates that Shema is mismail. But Rashi is compelled by the language of the Braisa, of the Gemara, of HaKore Kore Kesidran. According to the Gemara says, the one who reads it in order. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the reader, the one who sees the Tefillin, is not actually encountering it in order. So that's basically what the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is based on. Yesterday it was also asked, how did the Machlokes develop after Jews have been wearing Tefillin for thousands of years? Where did this machlokes come from? How is there machlokes how tefillin should be made? If Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he told Klal Yisrael how to make tefillin, and the next day hundreds of thousands of Jews made tefillin, and then their children also made tefillin. So how exactly do we have a machlokes? There are three basic approaches. The Eish Shel Avram of Buchach brings something very interesting. He brings in Simon Taf Tzadi Gimel, that there was an era in Jewish history where very few Jews wore tefillin. During that era, it developed a confusion as to what is the correct manner to put on tefillin, because so few Jews were wearing tefillin. By the way, the Smag talks about how he went around and he darshaned to be mechazek Jews in the wearing of tefillin, which also perhaps indicates that there was an era in history where you can look in the Smag and Mitzvah Gimel, Darashti Begolius Yisrael Hechiach Shkalechad Chayiv Betfilin. Okay, but then it's hard to imagine that so few Jews wore tefillin that it became forgotten the correct manner of producing tefillin. So there are basically two schools of thought. There are the Hasidim and the Halachists, we'll call it. So the Hasidim say like this. Hasidim say, and the Kloisenberger Rebbe is brought in the Hakdama of his Haskama to the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, that the Divrei Chaim held that there were always two pairs of tefillin, that even when Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and he brought us through the Midbar, there were already Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. This is the approach of the Mekubalim, and they attach very great significance to Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Look in Reb Sternbach, Chelek Dalet, Simon Tesvav, Ben Yoyada Menachos, Mem Gimel Abayis also say David HaMelech wore Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. So that means there were always two pairs of Tfilin. One was primary, one was secondary. And then it became forgotten which one was primary, which is also hard to imagine because Rabbeinu Tam wasn't saying his were primary and Rashi's secondary. He was saying Rashi's Tfilin are pasul. So this is a hard approach because it sounds nice, but this is not what the Rishonim are arguing on. The Rishonim are not arguing which is primary, which is secondary. Rabbeinu Tam says, don't wear Rashi Tfilin. Rabbeinu Tam holds Rashi Tfilin are pasul. Anyway, the other approach, this is the approach of the, we'll call them the halachis, as opposed to the mekubalim, is that Klal Yisrael always wore Rashi Tfilin. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam said they got it wrong. How could Rabbeinu Tam do that after many generations? The Michtam Eliyahu writes, Chelek Dalet, Simen Nun Vav. Rabbeinu Tam could do that. Rabbeinu Tam has the authority, based on Koyach Toirasai, to say that the earlier generations did not do it correctly. That's basically what we hold, by the way. I'm saying this is how we don't, most Jews do not put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So what's the pshat? Because we hope Rabbeinu Tam changed the custom of many, many generations. But it shows the incredible godless of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, according to Ashkenazim, was Gadol, B'chachma, Uvaminyan, Mikala Rishonim. She said, why don't we put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? We pointed out yesterday, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin are puzzle, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because you're putting them vertically, Rabbeinu Tam holds they have to be horizontally. So it doesn't even help to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin.
That's Rabbeinu Tam from the Brisa. If it's not vertical... If it's vertical, then how's it from the right and from the left? He holds the other way, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara that Rebbe quoted with that whole brisa, it's not me a minim, me a small.
According to Rabbeinu Tam?
According to Rabbeinu Tam's actual shita of how they're supposed to be lined up. It's from a different vantage point or something.
I'm not sure. But by the way, Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing about mezuzah. Okay. By the way, that just goes to show that Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are not because of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in Tosfos the Menachos, Rabbeinu Chananel agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Haigoin agreed to Rabbeinu Tam. So it wasn't Rabbeinu Tam per se. There are many Rishonim that learned that way. Okay, so let's see Siv Beis. Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, Yirei. Again, we saw in Sivkat and Dalet, Beis Yosef and other Achroinim say that Rashi is Iker. And the Gra also says Rashi is Iker. Which is interesting, by the way, because Rashi wasn't a Paisek. Usually we don't paskin like Rashi. I mean, there's even a Machloikes Achroinim. If Rashi learns Pshat in a Sugya, is Rashi saying it Lahalacha? Usually we say not. He's not Rashi, not even saying it Lahalacha. Rashi is being Mefarish. But it's interesting, here we paskin like Rashi. Yeah. Sif Beis. Yirei Shemaim Yotze Yidei Shneim. Yirei Shemaim should be Yotze Bol Shitois. V'yasa Shtei Zugos Tfilin. V'yaneach Shneim. V'yichavim B'hanachasim. Have in mind when you put them on. V'oysim Shneim Alibi Dehuchas Ani Yotze Yidei Chayvasi. The one that is according to the Halacha Am Yotze Yidei Chayvasi. The Hashar, Haim, Kiritzuis Ba'alma. And the rest are just like straps. Kimakam Yish Barosh, Laneach Shnei Tefillin. There's enough room on the, there's enough room for everyone. There's enough room on the head to put on two pairs of Tefillin, Bechein Bezraya. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Aniach. You should put on both of them. Sounds like both of them at the same time. The Rabbeinu Tam should be above. You should first put on Rashi. And first put on Rashi and put them toward the shoulder. Meaning, here, let's see in the picture. Okay, I have the picture here. Basically, you're going to put on Rashi higher up. Then you put on Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say the hand, Ushneim ala kiboris, both are going to be on the bicep. V'aniach b'roisha sharashi lamata. By the head, it's the opposite. By the head, you're putting Rashi lower down. V'sharabeinu tam yoisir lamala. Ushneim b'makam haroi letfilin. V'haratsuis, okay. V'sharabeinu b'makam haroi letfilin. They're both in a place that are fit for tefillin. V'haratsuis, Rabbeinu tam, the straps of Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, mechusa tachas ritzuos derashi. The ritzuos of Rabbeinu Tam will be covered under the straps of Rashi. Shelo yizgalu rak ritzuos derashi. You should only see the straps of Rashi. So it sounds like you're putting on the Ritzuos of Rabbeinu Tam under the Ritzuos of Rashi. Why isn't it a Hefsek? I don't know. Not sure why it's not a Hefsek.
You mean the Mina?
That's very dangerous to me to put on two pairs of Tefillin at the same time. Also, you're going to put on the Rashi higher up. Also very dangerous. You know, if you're putting it in the top half of your arm, according to some Rishon, you're not even Yotze. No.
No, it's still on the muscle.
No, again, there's Machlokes, whether on the muscle in the upper half of the arm is a makam of Hanachas Tefillin.
That's true. It's not on the upper part of the arm, though. It's in the right part of the arm. So Shulchan Aruch says it's place for two.
Yeah, but that's you're going to have to have very small tefillin. The size tefillin that we have, there is not enough room on the arm for two tefillin. And even if there is...
You put a pot on... Yeah. People who put on two is, have small
that's
tefillin.
Only if you're going to be lenient regarding the upper half of the arm. But there's not really enough room from where the bicep starts until the midway point of the arm for two small... You're going to have to rely on the lenient opinion that you could do it on the bicep above the upper half of the arm. What if you put on Tfon Shal Yad according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tfon Shal Rosh Kadas Rashi Baharambam, Im Yoytzi Yidei Chay Vasai, Pasak Shvus Yaakov Chelik Alev Stumen Beis, the inner Yoytzi Alibi the Kuliyam. You're not Yoytzi according to anyone. Aval b'shas hatchak mutar l'hanicham. B'shas hatchak, you could put them on. Tach. Da b'shas hatchak yoytzi meniach achas levad. Anyway, b'shas hatchak, if you only have one pair, you could be yoytzi. Mekol makom lo yivarech. Nevertheless, do not make a bracha. Rak al oisoi shenichteva api min hagenu. You should only make a bracha on the one that's written according to our minhag kedas rashi ha-rambam. So in other words, if you have one Rabbeinu Tam and one Rashi, make the bracha on the one that's written like Rashi. Vim shel roish nechtav al pidas Rashi shaniach shel roish tchila. If you have a shel roish of Rashi and a shel yad of Rabbeinu Tam, you first put on the shel roish, uch shecholets, when you're going to take it off, then you take off the shel yad first. Why should you take off the shel yad first? Sounds like because the ikur is the tefillin shel roish, because the tefillin shel roish that you have was written according to Shitas Rashi. Shnehem yachad al hayad. Both of them together on the hand. Vivarech, you make a bracha. V'yahad kem bevas achas. You're going to tie them simultaneously. V'adin b'shel roish. And likewise with the shel roish, kedei shetia hanacha shteyem samach la habracha. So that the place in the both of them are near the bracha. The oisam, and you have in mind that with the one that I'm yoytze, with the one which is aliba de hilchasa, I'm yoytze. The lo yuchal chavin b'shteyam ve'esa hidek shemahadkan yachad l'shem tefillin. You can't be mechavin on both of them that you're mahadik them l'shem tefillin. Da'rei echad mehem enoy tefillin. V'yeshomim oydi yeshuzem yisham bal toisev. Some say even worse, that if you have in mind both of them, there's an issue about toisav. Al kaponim midrabanan, at least midrabanan. So therefore, you have in mind that with the one that I'm, which is aliba de hilchasa, I'm being yoytze with. Again, this is not, does not sound like a Kabbalistic approach over here, where they both have some kind of significance. Seems like the mechaber holds that there's an inyan al pi halacha to have both of them because there's a halachic concern, but then there's also a halachic problem, namely Baal Toysef. So you're mechaving that you're only yoytze with the one that's aliba de hilchasa. Here, Rabbi, we'll continue over here tomorrow, Simchat and Ches. Have a great day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.